listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Allison Lowe, and this is episode number 107. Our topic today is Spotify. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world? But lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard. Spotify gives you instant access to millions of songs from old favorites to the latest hits. Just hit play to stream anything you like. Spotify works on your computer, mobile, tablet and TV, or watch music online or offline. You can even upload it in MP3 format as well. HTML: the first step is figuring out how much time a song will take when playing live. With this guide, we'll start building our own custom code for each playlist that's played by one artist. We're going to use different kinds, so there are two options available which allow us to choose between listening at home with only half an hour left before recording any new tracks into playlists via iTunes, free on mobile play any artist, album, or playlist in shuffle mode. Sometimes I'll try closing the app and reopening to retry playing the album, but that also often doesn't work. There are several albums that have 5 or 6 songs that I like, but whenever I want to listen to just those songs, I have to make a separate playlist for them, because when I start playing the album from my library, it plays all of the songs, even ones I have not saved. The first one is called 100 Days. The second song was named after Napoleon. It's been around since before we started writing music as an art form. A little bit about our past works, which will probably be missed by many people who don't know us yet. We're doing some pretty cool stuff now, so you can hear what they've done there over at Webmail. More info. Music. We are moving away from implementing a policy around artist conduct. Spotify Premium users will get some albums 2 weeks before free users. Spotify has already paid the music industry over $1.2 billion this year. The new fee is expected to be introduced in March 2017, but it's unclear if that would change at any time as well, and what kind of revenue can come out for Spotify or other streaming services like Netflix, despite reports earlier today suggesting they may not have reached agreement on how much money could go towards paying musicians' fees back when there was no deal with them. Spotify unveiled Houndmouth Performs, Sedona, 4/3. Spotify unveiled Big Data Performs, The Business of Emotion, 4/30. Spotlight on Passion Pit. Spotify unveiled Powered by Bose 85 Ride of the River, Troll. A documentary about the American music scene in its early 20th century puzzles, and more recently it is available at www.2r3d1l9qzjwk4a. This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 107. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.